For WKU Public Radio, I'm Alana Watson. Many western and southern Kentucky tornado victims will not be home for the holidays. In fact, Christmas will be very different this year. This month's storms left many in Bowling Green, Dawson Springs, Mayfield, and other affected areas homeless. Many in and around Dawson Springs who lost their homes will spend the holiday at state parks after Governor Andy Beshear turned some of them into free emergency housing for tornado victims. In this report, Lisa Autry takes us to Pennyryle Forest State Resort Park.
As the sun is setting over the hills of Dawson Springs, the lodge at Pennyryle Forest State Resort Park is filling up for dinner. A place of rest and recreation is now in survival mode.
Everything's been just a little bit chaotic, but it's been good chaotic.
Park manager Melissa Vogus shows me around the dining room that looks more like a Walmart, packed with donated food, toys, clothing, diapers, and hygiene items.
These donations, they started coming in the day after the storm, and they're coming from all over the United States. Anything that anybody could possibly need, they can get it here.
The park has more than 100 guests, all residents of Dawson Springs, displaced by this month's tornadoes. Taffany Lowry is staying at Pennyryle Forest State Resort Park with her boyfriend and parents. Her home on Hall Street was completely destroyed.
We just got our home in November, so it's all still shock.
On top of that, she's 8 months pregnant.
So I was able to salvage most of my baby's stuff that I had, but there's stuff that was sentimental that I can never get back, but it's okay because at least me and my family are all okay.
Governor Andy Beshear said as of Monday, 635 displaced Kentuckians were staying at state parks along with 194 first responders. In Dawson Springs, the storm ravaged much of the town's low-income housing, which is where Chris Knight called home. He's disabled but managed to hunker down between his washer and dryer and rode out the tornado. He's in the dining room where barbecue is on the buffet tonight. Without the park, Knight says he doesn't know where he'd be staying.
It's a blessing. I've got plenty of friends, but they're homeless too.
65-year-old Marlene Kimmel is finished with dinner. She grabs her cane and heads toward the room where she and her husband are staying. The couple lost their home on Keegan Street. They rode out the storm in the hallway.
And when it hit, it's just like, it sounded like a train, like you're getting hit by a train. Then the roof starts ripping, you hear all the wood cracking and popping, and then it's gone. Then when the roof left, all the drywall on the ceilings fell down around us. When it started, we started hollering, "Lord, lay your hand on us." All of us started praying, "Lord, lay your hand on us, protect us." And he did.
The couple was rescued from the debris by a police officer. The Kimmels were in a new house. It was supposed to be their forever home. They plan to rebuild on the same corner lot. Amy Barden works as a server at the lodge. While she's usually taking care of others, she's now on the receiving end. She, too, lives in government housing that was destroyed by the tornadoes. She took cover in the hallway of her home on Clarkdale Court, along with her 22-year-old son.
He handled himself very well, myself not so well. I was on the phone with my mom, and I was telling her that I think that I'm going to die tonight. It was very traumatic.
Barden now not only works at Pennyryle Forest State Resort Park, but also calls in home. Tornado survivors like her are guaranteed a one-month stay. After that, she'll be moving to an apartment in Hopkinsville. Barden says eventually she wants to move back to Dawson Springs and rebuild where her home once stood. She pulls out pictures on a cell phone.
That's my son's bedroom. It's completely covered in drywall and insulation. It's like, literally looks like a tornado hit it, right? Here's the living room. The Christmas presents, some of them weren't.
Speaking of Christmas, what's it going to be like for you this year, being out of your home with many of your presents probably destroyed?
I'm more grateful for Christmas now than I've ever been in my life because I made it out alive.
Amanda Fowler also works at the park as the dining room supervisor. Her trailer on Highway 109 in Dawson Springs wasn't damaged, but she's staying here anyway because right now it's all hands on deck.
We are feeding a lot of people right now, so it's good to see these people come in smiling, you fill a belly, and they can go back to a place they can stay warm at night.
Fowler's 6-year-old son Jackson is running around the dining room, seemingly unbothered by the recent upheaval. For him, staying at the lodge is more like a vacation. In fact, he just saw Santa.
What'd you tell him you wanted for Christmas?
Toys.
What kind of toys?
PS5 and a new wrestler from WWE.
Communities like Dawson Springs are showing resiliency this Christmas in a season of grief, gratitude, and small moments of joy. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.